What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 9 of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. Listen, guys, if you want to expand your mind, push your body, grow your business, grow your relationships, then this is the podcast for you. I discuss tips, tricks, and hacks that you can apply to your everyday life to work and move forward with those things. This is a personal development and a personal growth podcast. And every episode, the goal is for you to take something away from it so you can apply it to your everyday life. I don't run ads on the show and I don't have a sponsorship for the show, but I do want to give a special shout out to every single one of you that have subscribed to the show, that have followed, that have liked, that have shared, and that have listened to the show. It means the world. This for me is a passion project to give back to people. This is a passion project for me to work on for my own skills, my own personal development, but also to give value to people who are listening, to give you ideas that you can apply to your everyday life. Personal development has been a journey that I have been on for several years now, ever since I really started becoming an entrepreneur and focusing on my own business and getting out of the cog of the machine of the 9-to-5. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5, but it doesn't work for me. I am not a yes man by any means. I have goals, I have dreams, I have visions, and the only way to do that is by my own creativity and my own imagination and my own visions and dreams coming to fruition by my own hard work. And that is the goal of this podcast, is to give you things that I've learned, things that I've researched, and give you ideas and tips and tricks that I have learned from successful people in finance, successful people in health and fitness, and overall just give you guys more value and more bang for your buck with this podcast. With that being said, today's episode is some real talk for you guys. And what I want to discuss today is an overall synopsis and summary of what the last 6 months has looked like for everybody. And let's be real, let's be honest with each other. There's been a lot of emotions up and down for everybody across the board. But the biggest thing that I've come to realize in the last 6 months is there's two types of people that are created by tough times. People who make excuses and winners. There's no other way to put it. When I take a look at the landscape of social media, when I take a look at people I know, when I take a look at the entrepreneurs that I network with, the business owners that I network with, my clients, everybody's going through some sort of difficult time, some sort of emotional roller coaster. But here's the thing, guys. The people who are going to succeed and use this as an opportunity, these tough times as an opportunity, are the people who don't make excuses. I can sit here and I could think of a million different things that I don't agree with, that I think are wrong, that I don't believe in, or that I do believe in. But at the end of the day, what it comes down to is productivity, efficiency, and continuing to take every advantage and opportunity that is given to you. A lot of people don't want to look for the opportunities and look for the advantages within the economy, within the landscape of the environment that is society. A lot of people don't want to focus on that. They want to focus on the negative. And the people who focus on the negative and the people that make excuses are going to be stagnant for a long time. And when I say that, it may sound offensive to some people, but it's kind of the truth, because if you can succeed in this time, you are going to be successful in any area of your life moving forward. When I say succeed, I'm not talking about just wealth and riches. I'm talking about your fitness. I'm talking about your relationships, your family, your mental health, your physical health, your career, your business, whatever it is. If you can come out of this looking at life with optimism and looking at life as if this was a huge opportunity, then you will be successful. The other half of you will not be successful. And the reason being is because the people who are being proactive, the people who are being efficient in this moment in time, are the people that are going to get ahead. And then what happens is those people who made excuses will look at the people that got ahead and say, well, it's because they have money. Well, it's because they didn't go through what we went through. Listen, guys, we're all going through a lot of shit mentally, physically, emotionally. The roller coaster continues up and down. But here's the thing. People don't decide their futures. They decide their habits. Their habits decide their future for them. And what I mean by that is, if you choose to be pessimistic and be negative and look at things as if the world is against you, then that's what exactly is going to happen. But if you can look at life with opportunities, with as an advantage, with optimism, you are going to succeed. And I'll give you an example of that. Back in March, when all this went down, I took some time to connect with some clients that I hadn't connected with in a long time to give them reassurance that I was taking care of them. I also took the time, while there was downtime, to connect with my family, connect with my spouse, my wife, connect with my kids on a level that I hadn't connected with them before because I had no other options. It also gave me things to do that I had been putting off for a long time, such as my reading, my development within my speech, which is why I started podcasting, my overall health and wellness, you know, getting on top of taking my vitamins, getting adequate sleep. These are all things that I took as an advantage. Even though there were things going on that I didn't agree with or agreed with, or I was scared at one point in time, and then I became, you know, not scared, and my emotions were all over the place. But what I took away from it is, on a daily basis, I took every day as an opportunity to grow in my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health, my spiritual health, focus on my personal development, my personal growth, focus on things that I knew that I need to work on. And here's the thing, guys. It sounds so simple, but the people who became successful during this time, or will succeed after this is said and done, are the people that took it one day at a time. They took it one workout at a time. They took it one phone call with a client at a time. And what they did is they continued and kept persistent with their process. Andy Frisella, like, came out with a podcast recently called 1000 Days. And basically what the synopsis and summary of it was, what have you done over the last 1,000 days to be better? When I listened to that episode, it was a great takeaway because I've been an entrepreneur for quite some time now. But the main thing I think it focused on was people who have been in business and been entrepreneurs for a while. The value that I want you taking away from today's podcast is, I want you to sit down and I want you to evaluate and take inventory of the last 6 months, of your personal development, of your reading, of your education, of your learning, of your fitness, of your health. I want you to take inventory of those things. Are you making the right phone calls for work? Are you creating new clients and prospecting and making leads and creating leads? And are you doing the things that you need to do on a daily basis for your career to succeed? Are you doing things on a daily basis for your health to succeed? Are you doing some cardio? Are you lifting weights? Are you doing yoga? Are you moving? Are you going for walks? Are you taking vitamins, eating healthier? This is a perfect opportunity to get ahead while we're still in this awkward stage of life that we're in. This is a perfect opportunity for you to sit down and write down your thoughts, what you've been doing the last 6 months, how you've been coping the last 6 months, your thought process with everything. Get it all out on the table, write it down, and think to yourself, did I do what I could have done to be better? And when I say better, I'm not just talking about money or wealth. I'm talking about your overall life, your happiness, your journey to success, your journey to creating a legacy for your kids or your family or your career. This is a perfect time to sit down and write that out. I want you guys to understand that there is still some time to get ahead. The best time to start anything is right now. Not tomorrow, right now. If you want a better diet, if you want to start exercising, if you want a better career, if you want a better relationship with your spouse or your kids, right now is the opportune time. And we can sit here and wonder what if and look back on the last 6 months, but if you take inventory and you write this out and you realize that you could have been better, start today. Now is the perfect opportunity. Now is the perfect time. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I hope you guys, take something away from this show, each and every episode, but specifically this episode, because I feel it's very crucial and very important and very beneficial for you to do this homework and you to sit down and write out your thoughts and your feelings and what you've been able to do for the last 6 months. And what it does is it put things into perspective for you. And the perspective can either be, I failed, or I did do a lot. I did succeed. And either way, you're going to look at it and realize that there is plenty more opportunity and plenty more for you to work on. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. I hope you guys continue to share, like, subscribe, follow. If you guys are enjoying the show, reach out to me at dylan.ekus1@gmail.com. I'd love to have some topic suggestions. I'd love to have guests on the show. I'm really looking forward to the few guests that are coming up, but I felt like today was a very important and beneficial episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks. Bye-bye.